بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم احمده و نصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد اب آپ سے درخواست ہے کہ قریب قریب ہو کر تشریف رکھیں. الحمدللہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی کا شکر ہے کہ ہم اس مہینے یہ منتھلی پروگرام اور منتھلی گیدرنگ سے متعلق یہ اجلاس منعقد کیے ہیں. اس طرح کی دینی محفلیں اور مجلسیں اس میں شرکت اور دینی استفادہ آسان بات نہیں ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی بہت بڑی توفیق ہوتی ہے کہ دینی پروگرام منعقد کیے جاتے ہیں اور اس میں شرکت کی جاتی ہے اور پھر اس سے استفادہ کیا جاتا ہے. اس اجلاس کا آغاز کرنے کے لیے بھی اس کی شروعات کرنے کے لیے میں ادارے کے طالب علم محمد طٰہٰ ان سے درخواست کرتا ہوں کہ آئیں اور قرآن پاک کی تلاوت کے ذریعے اس اجلاس کا آغاز فرمائیں.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. صدق الله العظيم.
اس کے بعد میں درخواست کرتا ہوں ادارے کے طالب علم حافظ محمد سمان سے وہ آئیں اور نعتیہ کلام کے ذریعے اس مجلس کو منور فرمائیں.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. رسول خدا پاک سیرت تمہاری ستاروں سے بڑھ کر ہے رفعت تمہاری یتیموں کے والی ضعیفوں کے حامی سمندر ہے گویا سخاوت تمہاری رسول خدا پاک سیرت تمہاری ستاروں سے بڑھ کر ہے رفعت تمہاری زلالت میں ڈوبی ہوئی ہے یہ دنیا جہاں کو ہے اب بھی ضرورت تمہاری بھٹکتے تھے سب کفر کی ظلمتوں میں اجالوں کی بنیاد طلعت تمہاری رسول خدا پاک سیرت تمہاری ستاروں سے بڑھ کر ہے رفعت تمہاری صدا دشمنوں نے بھی دی ہے گواہی, انہیں راس آئی صداقت تمہاری, ستارہ مقدر کا چمکے گا اس کا بسی جس کے دل میں محبت تمہاری, رسول خدا پاک سیرت تمہاری, ستاروں سے بڑھ کر ہے رفعت تمہاری, سنور جائے گی عاقبت کیوں نہ اس کی جو اپنائے دل سے شریعت تمہاری, میں تاریکیوں میں بھی پہچان لوں گا, دکھائے کوئی مجھ کو صورت تمہاری, رسول خدا پاک سیرت تمہاری, ستاروں سے بڑھ کر ہے رفعت تمہاری, تمہارے یہ جلوے ہے باغ ارم میں, مجھے بھی ہو حاصل رفاقت تمہاری, اسی آس میں ہی تو جیتا ہے سالک, ملے گی اسے بھی شفاعت تمہاری, رسول خدا پاک سیرت تمہاری, ستاروں سے بڑھ کر ہے رفعت تمہاری. جزاکم اللہ خیر.
ماشاء اللہ, جزاکم اللہ خیرا. اس کے بعد ہمارا جو اصل مقصد ہے کہ اسلامی اور دینی اعتبار سے جو ہماری معاشرے کی ضرورت ہے اور جو ہمارے ماحول کو ضرورت ہے, اس اعتبار سے وقتاً فوقتاً آپ حضرات کے سامنے گزارشات, ہدایات, شرعی احکام بیان کیے جاتے ہیں. تو اس تعلق سے ہمارے اس پروگرام کو آگے بڑھاتے ہوئے میں ادارے کے استاد حدیث حضرت مولانا مفتی محمد برار الحق صاحب مد ضلع العالی سے درخواست کرتا ہوں کہ وہ آئیں اور اپنے قیمتی نصائح سے ہم سب کا مستفید فرمائیں.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. الحمد للہ, نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیہ ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا, من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له, ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. First of all, I would like to request all the sisters to maintain silence. Alhamdulillah, the brothers, even the boys, they are completely silent. Alhamdulillah, in the men's side, we have pin drop silence. So we also expect the same in the ladies' side. So sisters, please maintain silence. And somehow, if you need to talk, just go outside to the other hall. Inshallah, you can talk there. But it is not appropriate when we are talking about something important and we talk in between. This Friday, some of the brothers wanted to have some conversation about the Islamic culture, especially with regards to the end of October and what we see everywhere, the Halloween. Wherever you go, You see pumpkins and you see different costumes, scary stuff, right? Unfortunately, we see sometimes even our people, they like to get involved and they think that it is kind of fun, right? A trick or treat. And many people, they assume that it is just for fun. So if everybody is doing that, then why not us? You know, many children, they go to public school, and in the public schools, you have perhaps a week or more to celebrate, right? Many children, they do different activities, different programs. And we like it, we don't like it. It has some sort of influence on our families and on our children. So I thought today, before we actually talk about the Islamic culture, let's talk about this and see what it is. So instead of talking from my head, I have got some information for you which might be interesting, inshallah. Anybody heard Celtics? Celtics are the warrior tribes who lived 2,000 years ago around northern France, Ireland, and UK. In the ancient societies, people used to rely on agriculture and they used to depend very much on harvest, right? Because we live in urban areas, so we are not familiar with farming, but people who do farming, they know. May 1st was marked the beginning of summer. Beginning of summer, May 1st. And November 1st was marked the beginning of winter. So on October 31st, they would bring in their animals. And collect all their fruits and veggies for the winter, because winter is coming. So let's collect, because summer is ending, winter is going to start. Let's collect all the veggies and all the fruits for winter, because in winter you will have less fruits and less vegetables. Samhain. What is Samhain? This is a festival. So this is the night before November 1st. May 1st was considered birth of summer. And November 1st was considered death of summer. So end of October, beginning of November is related to death. Death of summer. Now Celtics, they used to ask their priests to pray for them. They used to believe that the souls from the past year would roam around the earth. The souls, especially souls of dead people, would roam around the earth. Now, this was nothing to do with Christianity. This was ancient tradition, ancient culture, pagan culture, tradition, whatever. But Christians, they wanted to combat this. And they wanted to have some sort of alternative for their people, so that their people can do something, because everybody is doing something, so they should do something. In the 7th century, Pope, he initiated All Saints Day to honor all Christian saints. Saint for Christians, saints is like a wali in our Islamic culture. To be more precise, 835, Pope Gregory III assigned this day to November 1st. In order to combat And the day was called All Saints Day. All Saints Day, it became All Hallows Day. Hallow means holy saints. Hallow, holy, holy means sacred, something divine. So October 31st became known as Hallows Eve or Hallows Evening. Hallows Eve, Hallows Evening. Obviously, over the time, it became Halloween. So, in other words, it was the Catholic Church which initiated Halloween. Can you see the connection? From pagan tradition to Christianity. Bonfires. They were built to honor the sun gods that control the shortening of the day. Wal'iyadhu billah. So they used to believe that sun is God. And he controls the day. So, you know, from summer to winter, during summer, day is long. During winter, day is short. So who is doing that? They used to believe, wal'iyadhu billah, that the sun, God, he controls the shortening of the day. So why the bonfire? To guide the dead people who roam around and keep their evil away. You should protect yourself against their evil by doing that. Not only the bonfires, actually they used to have animal sacrifices. So bonfire along with animal sacrifice to thank the earth god. So sun is God, wal'iyadhu billah, and the earth also became God. Why the earth is God, wal'iyadhu billah? Because of the harvest. Where does all the fruit and vegetable come from? From the earth, right? Okay, so let's pray, wal'iyadhu billah. This is what they used to believe. So this culture, this celebration, is to celebrate the sun god, wal'iyadhu billah, and the earth god, and also the evil, because the evil comes, right? So you need to keep the evil happy, otherwise the evil can attack and affect. They used to believe that the spirits haunt people on Halloween. So how do you hide yourself from those spirits which are wandering around? By guising. So people used to have costumes and masks to disguise themselves. So the idea to have different costumes and different masks to disguise oneself. From whom? From these spirits who are wandering around. And also to scare them away. So, in fact, the Celtics, they used to wear certain animal skins. Certain animal skins. Why? To acquire power of an animal. So, for example, if you want to have power of a lion, so wear lion skin. Want to have power of a cheetah, wear skin of cheetah. Right? The Christians, they used to wear saint costumes. So they are wearing animal costumes, and the Christians used to wear saint costumes. What about trick or treat? The pagans, they used to believe that those who are living, if they did not provide treat for the witches and the ghosts, the evil souls of the dead would create mischief. So the evil souls which come back to the earth, you need to please them and you need to offer them treats so that they don't do any mischief. And how would you do that? Well, actually you beg. So you beg and then you give. Jack-o'-lantern. The Celtics started using carved turnips instead of bonfires. The light or the fire inside was due to the Celtic belief that the soul is held inside the head of humans. They used to believe that a man was called Jack and he encountered the devil. So basically the pumpkin represents Jack's lantern or Jack-o'-lantern. The light inside represents the devil's coal. And the face carving represents the wandering soul of Jack. Okay, so the initial stage is the pagan tradition. Then it came to the Christianity. And what it became now? What it became now is a big business activity. So there is a lot of money involved. This is the statistics I got from National Retail Federation. And there is a data and graph. The amount of money that is spent for Halloween is huge. In 2018, it was $9 billion. $9 billion. In 2022, $10.6 billion. Last year, 2023, it was $12.2 billion. This is the money that is spent. Just for fun, the amount of money spent on children's costume last year was $4.1 billion. Children's costume. I have, you know, very detailed statistics and also data, unfortunately, because of the time, we cannot go into much detail. But this information is public. In fact, you know, pets also have costumes because they should also be ready for keeping the evil away, right? You never know. So the money that was spent on pets costume was $1.4 billion. $1.4 billion were spent for pet's costume. The average consumer in the US spent $108.24 on Halloween. At least each person spent $108.24. Many people buy lots of candies, right? 86% parents admitted that they actually steal candies from their kids. 86% parents admit that they have stolen candies from their kids. This is the festival. Amount of sugar. At least 675 grams of sugar was consumed. 675 grams of sugar. That is nearly 3/4 of a kilogram. That is equivalent of 169 sugar cubes. What is wrong with this? What is the problem? The problem is to do with beliefs. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us with the ni'mah of Islam. We are followers of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have our own celebrations. And we have our own culture. We have our own way of life. Our celebrations, they reflect our values. They are connected with our beliefs. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in Akhirah. We have moral standards. We have moral values. Right? So our celebrations, they are connected with our values. A very big issue with the, you know, if you want to call it difference, is that in Islam, Shaitan is not celebrated. Devil or evil is not celebrated. In fact, devil or evil is rejected. Right? What do we say when we read the Quran? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek protection in Allah from the shaitan who is accursed, who is rejected. Because shaitan, Iblis, refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal rejected him. So on one hand, Islam rejects the devil. Islam does not have any regard for the evil. On the other hand, these celebrations, they give lot of importance to the evil. As if evil is cool. Evil is cool. Is evil cool? When people die, do they come back to this world again? There will be a time when Allah Azza wa Jal will resurrect all the dead. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ The sur will be blown, and then all the people will rise from the graves. And they will say, who, you know, woke us from our sleep? So in Islam, we believe that a time will come when Allah Azza wa Jal will raise all the dead people. But dead people don't go and come half here, half there. In Islam, we don't have this concept. So there is a problem of belief. Are you following? There is a problem of evil, that evil is not celebrated. Another issue is the issue of the spirits, dead spirits. A major problem is that, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and we believe in one God. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And everything we see is a creation of God, not God itself. What we see is the creation of God subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how big, no matter how great, how powerful. For example, sun looks very powerful, very, very big, right? Earth looks very great because all the vegetables, all the fruits, they're coming from the earth. But earth does not become God. Sun does not become God, is not God, cannot be God. So in Islam, this is the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, not the creator. The problem with this is that they believe that sun is God, wal'ayyadu billah. And they believe that the earth is God, wal'ayyadu billah. So even if someone is celebrating for fun, what is happening? Even if somebody is celebrating just for the sake of it, just because someone is doing it, they are doing it, whether they know it, they don't know it, they like it, they don't like it, somehow they're associating themselves with these beliefs. And this belief is not Islamic belief. In Islam, in fact, son is servant of human being. Son cannot be God. Forget about being God. Son is servant of human being. Human being is the master and son is the servant. The earth is servant of human being. Human being is the master. So how can the master worship the earth? So this is another problem. You see, in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us beautiful deen. And this deen maintains the dignity of human being, respect for the human being. Human being has to respect himself in order to get respect from others, right? And in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn so many teachings. One of them is that in Islam, we are not supposed to beg. Begging is not Islamic culture. Allah Azza wa Jal did not encourage begging. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal praised the people who don't ask. La yasalun an-nas ilhafa. Right? People who beg and people who ask, the Prophet has mentioned, on the Day of Judgment they will come and they will have scratches on their face. There will be no flesh on their face. Because asking, begging is humiliating ourselves. If you want to ask, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can give. Allah will give you, Allah azza wa jal will be happy giving you. By asking Allah, you will be elevated. But by asking other people, we are downgrading ourselves. Now, part of the ritual of this celebration is begging and also blackmailing. Either you give me something to eat, otherwise, this is where the trick and treat come from. So the idea that if you don't give, then the souls, they will do mischief on the earth. So you must give something. This is to do with the beliefs. Now, you can come to another stage. In Islam, we have value for money. Money, you work hard to earn money. Right? So we need to learn how to look after the money. If we know how to look after the money, then the money can look after us with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you just waste the money, what happens? No matter how much you earn, you will be broke. Many people who earn a lot of money, but they don't know how to save the money. What happens when they retire? Can they stop working? Well, they have to keep working until they die. Or they have to end up broke and rely on somebody else's help. In Islam, we are discouraged from wasting our money. Because wasting your money is not acknowledging the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, not appreciating the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you consider this to be ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal, then value it, appreciate it, and use it, not misuse it. You have just heard the data, right? How much money is spent? Can somebody remember how much money was spent last year? How much? Total figure. More than $12 billion. That is a lot of money. In fact, that is enough money to support some governments. Not a person. That is enough money to support some countries. There are lots of countries. Believe me, if you give them that much money, their economy will revive. Yeah? Their GDP will grow. The entire country will flourish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Indeed, those who squander their wealth are the brothers of shaitan. People who waste the money are brothers of shaitan. Shaitan does not like appreciating the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Shaitan does not like that. Shaitan likes disregard the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we read in his Shama'il, kana yu'azzimu an-ni'mah. He used to value the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why even, you know, if he would see a date, piece of date on earth, on the ground, he used to say that if I did not have the fear that it was from sadaqah, I would have eaten it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidul Anbiya, Imamul Anbiya, if I would see a date on the ground, he used to say that if there was no fear that it could have been, because sadaqah is not halal for him. But because of the fear of sadaqah, he would not eat. Otherwise, I would have eaten it, because this is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, he was having some chickpeas. So one piece of chickpeas, you know, missed his hand. So he started looking everywhere for one chickpeas. He was sweating, but he could not find. So he gave 1 rupee, and that time 1 rupee was a lot of money, to a child to go and look for it. So somebody said that 1 rupee is far, in terms of value, is far greater than 1 chickpeas. He said, I know that, but this is the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how it missed my hand? You know, I cannot allow it to be wasted. What if Allah Azza wa Jalla says, how did you waste that much? What answer I have? So this is the difference between the culture in Islam and other traditions. In Islam, we have value for human being, and we have value and respect for the ni'mah and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A big problem with this thing and other stuff like this is tashabbuh. What is tashabbuh? Tashabbuh is to make ourselves look like others. Tashabbuh is to behave like others, to dress like others, to eat like others. Why can't we do this? Because alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. And we have our full deen. Our deen is not half or two-thirds. Our deen is full. We have guidance for every aspect of deen, for eating, for drinking, for spending money, for wearing clothes, whether we can wear costumes, no costumes, masks, no masks, disguise, no disguise, right? We have guidance for everything. These are not new things. We have guidance for everything. So since we have guidance for everything, how can we leave what is Islamic and go to something else? If a person would choose something that does not belong to us, and if a person imitates some other people, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned in the hadith of Abu Dawud, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." Whoever imitates certain type of people, he belongs to them. If he did not have some sort of inclination towards them, he would not have imitated them. Right? If you don't like somebody, would you imitate them? Your family has trouble with another family, for example. You don't want to hear about them. You don't want to know anything about them. So how can one imitate? So imitating is a big problem. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has actually predicted that these things will happen. These things will happen. What other people do, you guys might do. So be careful. be careful that you might actually follow the footsteps of the previous nations. This is the famous hadith of Bukhari. لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا شِبْرًا وَذِرَاعًا شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍ تَبِعْتُمُوهُمْ قُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى قَالَ فَمَنْ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم You will follow the ways of your predecessors. Predecessors يعني the previous nations, the previous people. People who lived before Islam. You will follow their ways. Not like you are supposed to do that. But this is the fear the Prophet ﷺ had. This is the worry the Prophet ﷺ had. That although Allah gave you full deen, but still you will look for the ways of other people. You will follow them so completely and literally that if they go into the hole of a mustigar, you too will go there. A certain type of animal, right? If those people went somewhere in the past into the hole of that animal, you will also go into the hole of that animal. So each and every single tradition, each and every single celebration, each and every single type of activity they used to do or they did, you might do and you will do. لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ You will certainly do. لَام تَاكِد نُون تَاكِد The students, they will enjoy. This is نُون ثَقِيلَ The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, Ya Rasulullah, Al-Yahud wal-Nasara? You mean Yahud al-Nasara? He replied, Faman, who else? Who else? You can see that this was actually pagan tradition. But the Christians, they adapted that tradition. So it became the tradition of Christians. And Allah, may Allah forgive us. Many Muslims, they don't know what is right, what is wrong, what is Islamic, what is not Islamic. What is acceptable, what is not. Children are having fun. They're having party. Well, my son, he goes to school, right? And he does not want to be left out. If he does not do, he will feel left out. My daughter, she goes somewhere. And if she does not participate, she will be alien. She does not want to become alien. These are the excuses people have. This is many years back. I remember now, subhanAllah. One of the brothers, he wanted some advice, some help. So I had to visit his house in a very remote village area in England, many years ago. So I saw these pumpkins and these lights and these scary faces. I thought we are going visiting somebody first and then we are going to visit his house. But actually when I went there, that was his house. That was his house. And that was a good Muslim. That was a good Muslim. The problem with this is that unfortunately in our literature, in the media, in many through novels, stories, games, computer games, right? And perhaps through other different ways and means, devil is celebrated. Evil is being celebrated. And kind of evil is, walayadu billah, is elevated to become parallel with God. That, okay, God is there, but evil is also, can fight back, can have a tug of war, can resist, can actually dominate. Wal'iyadu billah. In Islam, shaitan is also makhluk. Allah Azza wa Jalla declared in the Quran that inna ibadi laysa laka. What is the ayah? Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Indeed, my servants, you will have no authority over them. You take the name of Allah, shaitan will have no authority over you. You remember Allah, shaitan will have no power over you. You mention the name of God, shaitan will run away from you. You give adhan, shaitan will run away. It is mentioned in the hadith, when you give adhan, shaitan runs faster. And actually he also farts when he runs. This is the shaitan. This, in Islam, this is the devil. And you celebrate that devil who farts. Ajib. Unfortunately, some societies and some communities are accepting the idea that devil, you know, can help the way God can help. Wal'iyadu billah. In fact, devil, wal'iyadu billah, is more powerful according to them. So they started worshipping shaitan. There are real people who are actually worshipping, wal'iyadu billah, shaitan. Shaitan has no power. In ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Indeed, my servants, you have no control over. Shaitan, what can he do? He can do waswasa. Shaitan can do waswasa. Other than the waswasa, shaitan has no power, no control. If you come in under the refuge of Allah Azza wa Jal, khalas, shaitan will have no power. In India, there was a priest, non-Muslim priest, Hindu priest, a priest, magician, you know, a big personality, very powerful, lot of money. He made so many colleges, hospitals, universities, rivers, airports, right? Ministers and big VIPs would come and kiss his feet, etc. So I heard Hazrat Maulana Ali Mian Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh went to invite him towards Islam. With some other ulama, some other people, a group of jamaat went. So because he was a magician, he did something. Right? And all of these people, khalas, who went to invite him towards Islam, they kind of sleepy. They cannot talk, they cannot say anything. So Hazrat started giving adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He gave adhan and all these people, they woke up. Name of Allah is so powerful. What is shaitan? Shaitan is nothing. So devil or evil cannot be celebrated. Many people ask some questions. Oh, many Muslim families are doing it. Many Muslim families are doing it. If many Muslim families do something, does it become right? What is the criteria of right, wrong? Well, the criteria, how do we know something is good, something is bad? From the Quran and from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from the Quran we have seen, right? What the Quran teaches about the sun, about the earth. What does the Quran teach about spending money, wasting money, etc.? So if people are doing it, they may not be aware of it. But that's another excuse that we can also do. Some people say, no, no, we just do so that our children get some candy. Now look at the benefit of getting candy and all the negative consequences of having these beliefs. Just think for a moment, what is the benefit of getting a candy? How many candies can you buy for a dollar? And look, the loss, big loss of iman, of aqidah, of belief, of values. This, you know, this candy is not comparable with your belief. How can you compromise your belief for a candy? Ajib. Some people say that actually, you know, if our children don't do this, they will feel left out. I don't want my children to be left out. Okay. You can actually have a logical answer for this. In our society, we have people of so many religions and so many cultures, and it is very much understandable that they do not celebrate your Eid. Do they sacrifice animals when you have Eid? How many non-Muslims you have seen them sacrificing animals on the day of Udhiyah? Can you ask your non-Muslim friends, oh, how many cows you have slaughtered? How many goats you have slaughtered? Are you coming to the field to slaughter? Can you ask your non-Muslim friends? You cannot. You don't expect them to do. Why not? Because this is the Eid of Muslims. You don't expect them to do, and they don't expect themselves to do it. Right? There are so many religions, so many cultures, and so many ways of life. Everybody is happy with their lakum dinukum. Lakum dinukum. Waliyadi, you do whatever you are doing. That has nothing to do with me. I am accountable before Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah gave me deen. I want to follow my deen. Waliyadin. Liya, for me, deen, yani deeni, my deen. It is deeni, but this is how it is read. Deen. So for me, my deen. For you, your deen. You do whatever you like. I'm not responsible for you. On the day of judgment, you give answer. But you cannot expect me to follow your deen. It is very unfortunate that although we are on haq, this is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. The ayah I recited earlier on from Ali Imran, Inna deen inda Allah al-Islam. Indeed, deen in the eyes of Allah is Islam. Right? وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever seeks other than Islam as religion, it will never be accepted from him. It will never be. لَنْ. This is negation with emphasis. لَا, to negate. Like لَا يُقْبَل, will not be accepted. لَنْ يُقْبَل, will never ever be accepted. Allah will never ever accept anything other than Islam. Period. Allah has declared that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave us Islam. Islam is the haq. And still we don't expect them to follow this. Because we understand that they are non-Muslims. They have their own ways of doing it. How can we allow them to expect from us to follow them? Right? You are setting the expectation. Right from the beginning, if you remain clear, that okay, thank you so much, but I have my own ways of doing things. Are there any people in our societies who are vegetarians? Vegans? I have met with some people who only eat fruits. I have actually met with some people who only eat fruits. Right? Obviously, vegetarians are so many. Can you force a vegetarian to eat meat? Is it the right thing to do?
I'm not saying in Islam. I'm just asking a general question. Do people allow you to force them to eat meat? People say, excuse me, you have no right whatsoever. The man, he has declared himself to be vegetarian. He has announced that from November 1st, I became vegetarian. Right? Because winter is coming, fruits and vegetables are less, fresh fruits and vegetables are less. Most of the fruits and vegetables are actually frozen. So he has declared himself to be vegetarian. It is not right that you force him to eat meat. A person who has set a standard for himself, a value for himself, people expect to have some sort of respect for that, some sort of regard for that. Our belief is far greater than this vegetarian and vegan business. Our deen is far greater than this. Our Islam is far greater than this. Then if we do not expect ourselves not to be intimidated, if we do not allow ourselves not to be intimidated, we cannot stop somebody else to intimidate us. So the problem with not others, if you remain clear, nobody will budge. People will give you space. And this is the beauty of modern societies, that everybody is free to do whatever they like. Okay. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. We are happy with our religion. And we have our own space. We have our own space. So people should respect our own space. Once I went to a conference where different religious leaders were invited. So we had a break and people were having tea because, people usually have tea, biscuits in the middle of the conference. Free tea, free biscuits. I met a Buddhist priest, a very thin, very pale, and he was not having anything. I said, how come you're not having, any tea? Shall I make some tea for you, some coffee for you? He said, no, I don't eat anything before midday. I don't eat anything before midday. Now, once somebody has said that, can you still say, please, take half a biscuit, half a cup of tea? Can you still say that? People say, no, this is nonsense. The man, he has nicely, put his case forward and he has already declared that he doesn't eat before midday, khalas. You have no right whatsoever to say, have a half a biscuit, half a cup of tea. When Muslims respect themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will impose their respect on others. And the way we respect ourselves is by learning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best guide. Alhamdulillah, the place where we are sitting, Chicago, where we live, in many masajid we have ulama, we have the halaqat of ilm. MashaAllah, Markaz is very nearby. Every Saturday we have the Ijtima' in Markaz. We are very blessed to have this environment. Our families are very blessed. Our children are very blessed. Believe me, you will only know once you move out. It looks very nice to move out. Right? And when you move out, you actually realize. People who move out, they realize that they disconnect themselves from the Muslim community. You don't see any Muslim to say salam. Saying salam, Allahu Akbar, is a great blessing. The more Muslims you say, the more salam you say, the more salam you receive. And salam is dua. Every day you see 10 Muslims, you are praying 10 times for them and they are praying 10 times for you. And this is a free service. Free service. Free ruqya, free dua. You come to the masjid, you see 10, 15 people every day. 5 times, how many salam? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he used to go to the marketplace just for saying salam. He would not buy anything, he would not sell anything. He would not sit anywhere where people gather and sit. He would just go say salam, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, and he will come back. So one day, his student asked, how come you don't buy anything, you don't sell anything, you don't ask even for the price of goods, you know, just for fun. Oh, how much is this, how much is that? No, no, no window shopping. He just used to go and visit. So he said, you don't even sit where people gather. He said, I visit for salam. I visit the marketplace just for salam. So alhamdulillah, these places where we are living are very blessed. Alhamdulillah, we have our idara. We have, mashallah, madrasa. The madrasa for the hifz, madrasa for alimiyat. We have the madrasa for the girls on weekdays and weekend as well. Alhamdulillah, we have facility for all the age groups. Min al-Mahdi ila al-Lahad. Min al-Mahdi ila al-Lahad. We have, alhamdulillah, services. You know, at least halal. Everybody has to eat halal until they die. So, I'm not exaggerating. We have services for all the Muslims until they die. Alhamdulillah. Obviously, may Allah give long life to everybody with afiyah. So, alhamdulillah, we have this beautiful idara. So, we should take advantage of this. Benefit from these gatherings, and you know, convert this conversation into amal, into some action, some da'wah. Because what you learn, you preach. What you learn, you teach. Alhamdulillah, young people, they can also preach, they can also teach. You don't have to be a scholar to teach somebody. Balighu anni walau ayah. Even if you know one ayah, you teach one ayah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is for Allah, Lord of the worlds. So alhamdulillah, we know that Allah is God. We know Allah is Rabb. Allah is the one who sustains the whole world. So you can say that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is our sustainer. So that is teaching. This is teaching. Alhamdulillah, every Tuesday, every Friday, we have tafsir of Quran, and we have dars of hadith here and also in the California Masjid as well. So these are great ni'mah and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a school from preschool up to 8th grade. And inshallah, we are also looking to start for the high school for the girls as well. And if you know any female teacher who can teach high school, please let us know. We are very eagerly looking for a qualified, experienced female high school teacher, so that we can start high school program for the girls as well. And alhamdulillah, we have counseling programs, we have family counseling, marriage counseling, and every week we see so many families, and alhamdulillah, lots of benefits from all over the US benefit. So this is the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to be grateful for the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the ni'mah of Islam, for the ni'mah of Iman, for the ni'mah of being from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.